I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. More Americans now qualify for yearly lung cancer screening, according to new guidelines from the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force. Dr. Nicole Tanner is here to talk about lung cancer screening. Dr. Tanner is an associate professor in the College of Medicine, and she's the co-director of the Lung Cancer Screening Program at Hollings Cancer Center at MUSC. Dr. Tanner, first, how common is lung cancer in the U.S.?
Lung cancer is very common in the United States. In fact, it accounts for more cancers than prostate, breast, and colon combined. And it's estimated that in 2020, there will be at least 228,000 new cases of lung cancer, along with an estimated 136,000 deaths from lung cancer. So it is highly prevalent and it is highly deadly.
And so the idea is, without lung cancer screening, it's more likely that people won't even develop symptoms of this disease until they're well into the disease.
Right, that's exactly correct. And so prior to the advent of lung cancer screening, most lung cancers were found at advanced stages, stages 3 and 4. And so the importance of screening is to find these cancers earlier. And so what we do know is that if you catch these cancers at an earlier stage, you are more likely to have a better survivorship. So the 5-year survivorship for a stage 1 lung cancer, depending on the type, can be as high as 90%.
Who's eligible for annual lung cancer screening now?
The eligibility per the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force new recommendation is anyone between the ages of 50 and 80 who currently smoke cigarettes or formerly smoke cigarettes with a minimum of a 20-pack year history. And a 20-pack year smoking history is the equivalent of smoking one pack per day for 20 years or a half a pack a day for 40 years. And those patients who formerly smoked must have quit within the past 15 years. And another very important criteria for lung cancer screening is that the person who is being offered screening is asymptomatic from a lung cancer standpoint and is also well enough to undergo curative intent surgery should a cancer be detected.
And what is the screening? What kind of scan or what kind of test is done?
Screening for lung cancer is done with a CT scan. It's a simple single breath hold CT scan. It does not require any IVs, and the scan itself takes all of 2 minutes to complete. So it's very easy to do.
On a practical basis, does the individual patient need to reach out to their primary care provider and request lung cancer screening to get this started?
That is a very good way to get into a lung cancer screening program, is to ask a primary care provider. At the same time, if the patient would like to bypass that, they can typically self-refer to lung cancer screening programs, and there are many available across the state.
And what other details are important to know about?
Folks should know the majority of patients that are eligible will be covered by insurance and certainly by Medicare. Those that are younger than 55 might have to do a little bit more research because the criteria just changed to the age reduction of 50, and it might take some time for insurance to catch up.
Dr. Tanner, thanks for this information about lung cancer screening.
You are most welcome. Thanks for having me.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.